Epic Fury is different. It's laser-focused. It's decisive. Destroy missiles, launchers, and Iran's defense industrial base so they cannot rebuild. Destroy their navy, and Iran never gets a nuclear weapon.
The regime is in collapse, and the people are starting to turn against them. We're starting to see defections.
Iran is just a military operation to me. Iran is something that was essentially largely over in 2 or 3 days.
But report the reality. We're winning decisively and on our terms.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. So now the House is balking at the Senate plan to get the funding for the Transportation Security Administration, the airport security. However, Trump has just signed the executive order ensuring that the TSA workers will be paid during the shutdown. So now it's just a debating point, I guess, for the time being. So there's an executive order that's been signed. And so this thing should be winding down. And you know what? I don't really care how it's resolved as long as the Democrats are routed. And they seem to have been routed in the Senate. And it's just, I don't know if the House wants to shoot the wounded or just wants to make sure it doesn't happen again. But as long as they get paid and there are no lines or the lines are reduced. And in many places, they haven't been that bad to begin with. And they've gotten better, it appears, in most places at least, or the vast majority of places in the last couple of day or 2 days. So I think it's winding down, I hope. 844-500-4242. And again, he has signed the executive order directing federal officials to ensure TSA employees receive back pay during the ongoing quote unquote shutdown. And again, how are the Democrats acting any different than the Islamic Republic? The Democrats are using federal funding for the TSA. The savage Muslims in the Islamic Republic are using the Strait of Hormuz. It's the same thing, though. It's blackmail, extortion. That's all it is. They can't get their way legitimately. They can't win an argument politically. And by the way, you see the Islamic Republic has today declared war on Syria. Another Muslim majority state. I know that they bankrolled the previous savages that were running Syria, but the new savage that's running Syria, he worked for ISIS. I mean, you'd think that would make him like kind of a made member of the bloodthirsty Muslim mafia, even if he's not a Shiite. You know, he has a nice beard too, like everybody in the Islamic Republic. You know. 844-500-4242, but he knows how to tie a tie, as we saw when he went to the White House. Maybe that makes him an apostate. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. 617 says, good, kill the disgraceful Senate plan. I don't know. Got a guy who wants to talk about the airport lines. Kevin, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, just an idea, and I've run it by a lot of people, including some Democrat friends that I have, is that the airline lines, the Republican Party should take advantage of the fact that the Democrats have voted no in protest, and I'm not sure what the legal way you can be in an airport, but also going into the airport, I know they could, and have signs saying the reason you're in lines is because the Democrats voted no. Because you're not going to get that from the media. You're not going to get that from the newspapers. And if with the Schumer and the other foot, I would assume the Democrats would be doing the same thing, like they have the No Kings going on this weekend with, you know, supposedly 2 million people across the country.
Two million people, all of whom remember where they were on Pearl Harbor Day. You know, they're if it's like the ones from last summer, they're all going to be over 80 years old. Yeah, I know they, you know, they've done that in the past. I remember the 78 governor. I'm now dating myself, but I remember the 78 governor's race in Boston, Massachusetts. Ed King's people put out these slow moving trucks on the expressway, and they had big signs on the back that said "Blame Dukakis for this traffic mess," meaning he hadn't done anything about the central artery and the Southeast Expressway. And, you know, I think it probably worked. I mean, it gave people something to think about when they were in traffic. And I think that a lot of times people just go with the stupid headlines they see, which are all written by Democrats, at least 99% of them. However, when you're personally affected and you're not just, scrolling through your social media or, idly watching something on TV while you're doing something else, if you're personally affected and you're being delayed or it's costing you money, I think you tend to do a little more research. And I think anyone who does any research understands that this is a Democrat fiasco. 844-500-4242, 802. How long before Boasberg overturns Trump's TSA order? I'm sure there'll be one of them will try. They're probably already lining up, you know. It's like throwing out free caps at a Celtics game or something like that into the stands. You know, give me the chance. I'm Judge Brian Murphy, and I hate Trump. And I'm a white Irish guy, so I have to hate him more than the lesbian Ecuadorian or the Jamaican Canadian from Chicago or the South Korean from Boston. I have to hate him more. Let me make the stupid ruling that'll be overturned on Monday. It's like they're all trained seals, barking for fish. Trying to get the I want to make the ruling that'll be overturned. I thought in the old days judges didn't want to be overturned. Now it's like it's a mark of honor just to be so hateful about Donald Trump. I didn't care about the Constitution. I didn't care about the law. I didn't care about listening to the arguments from the Trump administration. I just issued the order. George Soros sent it to me, and I signed it. I initialed it. George Soros signed it for me, and I initialed it. These people are insane, these judges. I wish we could get rid of them. I know all you want to get rid of them, too, but it's just almost impossible. One of the last federal judges they got rid of was the guy Alcee Hastings. He took a bribe from one of the FBI agents in Boston who died in prison, H. Paul Rico. Then he got elected to Congress. And when he died, he was replaced by this woman who was just found guilty in a House committee yesterday of taking $5 million, stealing $5 million in FEMA grants to finance her campaign for this open seat of this guy, Alcee Hastings. Who died. This is the district right next door to where I'm sitting. I thought I actually broadcast from this woman's district. This is a black woman from Boynton Beach, Florida. She's going to be thrown out. The House Ethics Committee, even the Democrats, voted to throw her out of the Congress. But I mean, the prior occupant was just as crooked as she was. And He was one of the, I think there was one other judge after Alcee Hastings was thrown out in like 1984, but they're very seldom thrown out either at the federal level or at the state level, meaning Massachusetts. Anthony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Howie. Two things. So I don't know if you saw that the super mayor Tiffany Haynwood from Chicago. She come out and I guess her father got shot over this week, and now she reversed her. She was all defund the police and whatnot, and now she's asking Trump to bring in the guard into Chicago because of the violent crime, only because her father got shot in the neck. Yeah. Number two, I think Nick Shirley should follow these Democrats going on recess and see how they get through the lines, if they wait for the lines, or do they get the backdoor treatment and, you know, not suffering like everybody else. That's all.
Well, you saw what Delta did. Delta has apparently in some of their airports, they have a special service for members of Congress, and they said they're going to end it until the shutdown was ended. And I thought that all the other airlines should follow suit and do the same thing. But that would be great reporting, wouldn't it? Just follow, especially these people like the ones we played the cuts from last hours, like Hakeem Jeffries, Dan Goldman, Danang Dick Blumenthal, all these guys who said that there was going to be chaos, murder, bloodshed, carnage at the airports, because they had to shut it down to protect all the illegal aliens so they could keep pushing 83-year-old Air Force veterans and cancer survivors onto the tracks and kill them, or shoot freshmen at Chicago Loyola as a gangland initiation, or rape nursing students down in Georgia. They want that. These are the people they want to keep in the country. This is why they inconvenienced you. People need to understand this. 844-500-4242, Limerick guy. Iran declaring war on anybody else is like Hitler declaring war on a country during his last days in the bunker. I agree, Limerick guy. I mean, it makes no sense. They're firing more missiles at the United Arab Emirates than they are at Israel. How does that make any sense? I know they're there in the Straits of Hormuz area, but I mean, they weren't looking for a fight. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls on the TSA situation. We return. We have big news too from J.D. Vance on Ilhan Omar. This is really interesting stuff. Hasn't made the wires yet. It just happened. He did a podcast interview. That's where the news is made now. Before you know it, allergy season will be here. And if you struggle with that season, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm OxyLeaf 3 air purifier. And not just one, get three with code Howie3 at EdenPureDeals.com. That's right, save $200 on the Thunderstorm 3 3-pack at EdenPureDeals.com with code Howie3. The third generation Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier builds on the incredible success of the previous model, which earned thousands of five-star reviews and quickly became a bestseller around the country. Grace and Howie listeners love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. That's why Paul from Wakefield, Mass. Has bought 37. 37! Steve from Winooski, Vermont has purchased 25, and Beth from Lewiston, Maine acquired 13. They know the Thunderstorm works, and that's why they keep buying them. Once you know the power of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier, you too will buy them over and over again. Not just for yourself, but as a gift as well. The new Thunderstorm uses two technologies to kill 99.9% of bacteria and viruses in the air, while removing dust, pet dander, smoke, and more, getting rid of any odor with no filters to replace. And with allergy season on its way, those seasonal irritants won't stand a chance in your house with the Thunderstorm OxyLeaf 3 air purifier. Get ready for allergy season now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 for the Thunderstorm 3 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com and put in code Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code Howie3. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Learn more at manziappraisers.com, manziappraisers.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is do you support putting President Trump's signature on U.S. currency? Yes, no, or don't know?
Yes.
74% of the audience says yes, 19% say no, and 7% say they don't know.
19% think we're still playing by the Marquis of Queensberry rules. You know, I mean, it's not, no, that's not, the Democrats need to be driven even crazier, I think. And this is the way to do it. I would not have said this 8 years ago or 7 years ago, but I do say it now. Daniel, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes. I think I have a workaround or a solution for putting the TSA agents back into the airports. Hire them as ICE agents, rebrand them, and they can go directly back in, start screening the passengers.
That's not a bad idea. I think they've got a workaround with the executive order, but that would be trolling them to the nth degree. And this thing has so backfired on them, you know, with their usual overkill and hysteria, saying they're gonna be put in the airports and they're gonna be randomly shooting people and killing them and terrorizing. And it turns out it's just the opposite. They've tried to mitigate the disasters that the Democrats have inflicted on taxpaying citizens on behalf of their savage criminal foreign population that they want to keep in the country too. They're the ones that are terrorizing the population, and the illegal aliens are just their brown shirts to keep the population terrified, you know, and to keep them on welfare. This is just so disgraceful what's been done here. Thanks for the call though, Daniel. Jack, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jack.
Hey, Howie, thanks for having me on. When it comes to the lines in the TSA airports, I think the Democrats are doing the right thing. It's never a good idea to depend on the federal government.
No, it is, Jack, you know, I mean, but that's not why they're doing it. You know that. They're doing it to hassle the American people, and they think that's going to drive a wedge between them and the Republican leadership in Congress and the President of the United States. But I'm with you, Jack. I think it should be privatized.
Yeah, could you imagine if these guys are responsible for Social Security or retirement or something like that? It's just terrible.
You know, the thing is, I was thinking about this during the break. If we did privatize TSA, you know what they would do next, Jack? They would come after Social Security or the Veterans Administration. They would just go looking for the places that they could produce the most pain for the taxpaying American public. Because that's all they're about at this point. They just want to protect their constituents. You heard Chris Murphy saying in an earlier soundbite that just reemerged this week that he said, we want to the people we most care about are the undocumented migrants. This is a senator, a U.S. senator from Connecticut, and he says the people they most care about are illegal aliens, 99% of whom are on welfare of one form or another, and a vast majority of whom are criminals of even more than welfare fraud and immigration fraud. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And he said, this one of the callers says, you know, what about, they don't need Nick Shirley. Everyone has a phone. Take a photo of the bums going to the head of the line. Yeah, I would say that's a good idea. If you see a congressman or congresswoman, and a lot of us don't recognize them all. Most of them are pretty anonymous when you get right down to it, despite what they think in their own minds. But if you recognize one of them and you see him or her prancing around, acting like King Tut, take a picture of him. Take some video. Ask him some questions.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Breaking news here from South Florida. Golf legend Tiger Woods was involved in a rollover crash just after 2 p.m. this afternoon on Jupiter Island, just north of here. The Martin County Sheriff's Office confirmed it is investigating the incident. Details surrounding the circumstances of the crash, including the extent of any injuries, have yet to be released, et cetera, et cetera. He's been involved in several rollover accidents, hasn't he? 844-500-4242. 978, if you see one of them at an airport, shouldn't you do to them what Maxine Waters said to do to a Republican if you see them outside? What's fair is fair, isn't it? Yeah, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander, right? She said harass them. Don't let them operate in peace. But again, you don't want to threaten them because they're federal officials and it could be a federal crime. But, you know, just give them a hearty hi-oh silver. Tell them what you think of them. 844-500-4242. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
I just have a question for you today, Howie, and it may be moot if Donald Trump gets to fund TSA with his executive order. Do you think the Republicans are in danger of having the blame swing around to them if they don't pass the budget in the House? It's been rightly blamed on the Democrats for at least a couple of weeks, and I would hate to lose that blame and
yeah, that edge. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, Frank. We're still a long way out from the midterms. But I mean, how many times have they done this? This is like the third time they've done this in the last year, isn't it? I mean, they're like children with temper tantrums, threatening to hold their breath until they get what they want, and each time they become more and more hysterical. And they're like the little boy crying wolf. We played those sound cuts of all of them, you know, claiming that the ICE was being sent in there to terrorize and kill people. Then they ran that their video of the illegal alien from Guatemala who had a removal order since 2019, and they finally lugged her, and they were putting her on a plane back to Guatemala, where God only knows how long, it was probably a lot longer than 7 years, her decades-long vacation in the United States was coming to an end, and so she decided to bolt and stay here where she could be on welfare with all of her illegal children as well. I mean, none of them work. She's from Guatemala. 77% of them are on welfare. 77. 844-500-4242. Now everybody's making the same joke. Tiger was never a strong driver.
Ha, 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 ha.
I know. It's a natural joke. Well, I hope he's okay, though. I'm not a big fan. I've seen him around in odd circumstances, shall we say, on the street when I'm walking to the Breakers at before 6 a.m. He's in a very expensive car, and in a part of town you normally wouldn't expect to see somebody from Jupiter in. I don't know who he's been visiting. I have no idea. 844-500-4242. Okay, everybody's been waiting for me to play this cut. This just moved, and again, there's nothing on the wires about this yet, I don't think. J.D. Vance did an interview with Benny Johnson, the podcaster, and Benny Johnson you know, asked him about Ilhan Omar, who's been really critical. Well, she's critical of everybody who pays taxes and obeys the law and is an American. And so we just asked him about her immigration status, which, as we all know, is totally fraudulent. I mean, she's never really denied marrying her brother. She's never really denied coming into the country under a false name. And, you know, all of these, this is not just crimes. If you're a naturalized citizen, these crimes, immigration fraud, can be grounds for denaturalization, which sets you up for deportation. I've been promoting this as a solution for the problem of all of our corrupt pals in Massachusetts, like Tanya Fernandez Anderson, the Boston City Councilor, Dean Tran, the former state senator. I mean, these people were brought into the country as in Tanya's case, an illegal alien. Dean Tran, he may have come in as a refugee. But you could be deported. Dean Tran committed welfare fraud. I mean, he should be sent back to Nam. Dick Blumenthal can accompany him, maybe. They can go back for his visit to Vietnam. Dean Tran's from Ho Chi Minh City. Tanya Fernandez Anderson is from Africa. Send him back. Same with Ilhan Omar. But anyway, here's the cut. This is what Vice President J.D. Vance said about Ilhan Omar on the Benny Johnson show this afternoon. Cut 17.
Talk about Ilhan Omar and Tim Walz, and obviously Ilhan Omar. The president and the White House have been out saying that she married her brother, that there is immigration fraud going on here. These are deportable denaturalization offenses. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, so we actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Stephen Miller about this actually recently. We're trying to look at what the remedies are. That's the thing that we're trying to figure
deportation.
Out. Legal remedies now that we know that she's committed immigration fraud. How do you go after her? How do you investigate her? How do you actually do the thing? How do you build the case necessary to get some justice for the American people? There's a related issue, Benny, which is she has been at the center of a lot of the worst fraudsters in the Somalian community. So do I know that Ilhan Omar was aware that the Quality Clearing Center was defrauding the American people? I'm not certain of it. But we at least need to investigate it, because if people can commit wrongdoing without even the fear that they're going to be found out, that's a fundamental problem. So I'm worried about the immigration fraud. I'm also worried about, what did Ilhan Omar know about what was happening in the Somali community, and why was nobody looking into it until, frankly, Donald Trump came along?
You know, it's interesting what she knew and didn't know, but that's harder to prove than the immigration fraud. I mean, that's cold. And you know what you do is you blanket the field with FBI and various other feds, ICE, DHS, IRS, everybody. Throw everybody in there. Look at the Biden administration went after people who prayed outside abortion clinics. They went out after people who went to school board meetings to complain that their daughters were being attacked and raped by men in dresses in women's locker rooms. The FBI went after Catholics, traditional Catholics, who wanted to go to Latin masses. Now, none of those people were actually committing crimes. Ilhan Omar, by the vice president's own admission, and I think we all agree, she's never convincingly denied, she committed immigration fraud a number of ways. Coming in under a fake name, coming in probably under falsified documents. Clay, her father was very dirty in the old Somali government that was overthrown. Marrying her brother, they have to make an example of her. She hates the country. She hates America. She thinks we're all about, she's never done a day's worth of work in her life. She's now worth $30 million. She's married to a white guy. She wears a the headscarf, but she buys beer. She buys alcohol. She owns a winery. So she's not like it's some kind of devout. The only thing she's devout about is grifting and scamming. Kick her the bleep out of the country, as 603 says. Doesn't matter what they've got her on. Just get her on something and kick her the hell out of the country. And you know what? So what if the New York Times in 60 Minutes go back to Mogadishu and write some, oh, she's selling rags. She used to be a congresswoman. She never should come to the United States, become a millionaire, and never done a day's work in her life. She was a professional race arsonist. She hates Christians. She hates white people. She hates Jews. And now, just because of that, and she committed immigration fraud, she's been thrown out of the country. How terrible is this? How unfair that she would be thrown out of the country. I think it would be great. It would be perfect. 844-500-4242-201. Denaturalization is reserved for naturalized citizens who vote Republican. Yeah, do you think the Democrats would have shut down or tried to shut down the commercial air flights in the United States if they were trying to protect Republicans? No, they only are working Republicans with jobs. Would they do this for Republicans with jobs? No, they would only do this for illegal, alien, savage, criminal Democrats who are on welfare. Those are the people they care about. Those are by Chris Murphy, Senator Murphy's own admission. Those are the only people they care about. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna, Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged and handled. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. More than 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Tony from Canada has called in. I'm glad he called in because I have a sound cut I want to play for him today. It's pretty hilarious. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Man, how I'm so happy to speak to you today. I wanted to speak about insanity of the TSA hijacking or the extortion committed by the Democrats. And Howie, you have to understand, in Canada, there was a tragedy in LaGuardia. Pilots died. And the CEO of Air Canada sent out a condolence message in the English language with subtitles in French. And the Carney government called for his resignation because he wouldn't do the speech in French, even though he doesn't know a word of French. And the National Assembly passed a resolution to condemn him to call him, I guess he was a, I guess the insinuation he's a racist. They didn't say it, but they want him to resign. And at the same
he's
time,
a racist. Are French people? I thought French people were white, especially French Canadians.
You know how we the world is upside down. You have a liar this guy Schumer. This guy is the biggest scumbag. His wife got a job because he called a Democrat governor to get her a job in university. They don't work like the rest of your people that listen, or like you or me or whatever. I have to earn my way in life. I'm sick and tired of being lied to by people, politicians, Carney, Schumer, AOC. Deport all the illegals. Get rid of that Ilhan Omar.
I agree. Hey, listen, Tony, though, I got to play this cut. Have you heard the cut from the mayor of Toronto?
Please, Olivia go ahead. I despise her.
This is Olivia Chow. She was born in China. Now she is the mayor of Toronto, the largest city in Canada. And listen to what she says here. I mean, this is insanity. Cut three.
Mayor Chow, what do you think about ICE coming to Toronto?
ICE have no place in this city. Toronto is about to welcome thousands and thousands of family because of FIFA World Cup, where everyone belongs, everyone's welcome. So stay out, ICE. We do not need you here.
Huh? Tony, when did ICE get jurisdiction over Canada's immigration?
Listen, you have legacy media in Canada. You have incompetent. She has three names. Howie, she has a Chinese name, Mandarin. She has one in Cantonese, and she publishes it. That's her real name. And then she has this Olivia Chow nonsense name because she married the former socialist leader of the NDP, and she has no comprehension how to run a city or anything. She doesn't even understand who ICE is. She doesn't even understand jurisdictions. She doesn't even know.
You know what, Tony? I'm gonna tell. You know what? I'm gonna issue an ultimatum. We have no need for the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Stay out of the United States of America, RCMP. And that includes your dog, right, King, and Sergeant Preston. We don't need you down here. Stay. Dudley Do-Right. Stay the hell out of the United States of America.
Howie, I got to listen to this crap every day in Canada. Every day you listen to Carney repeating the same nonsense. A guy that is duplicitous, lies to the Canadian public, and says he's going to tariff you guys, tariff for tariff, then removes the tariffs when he gets in and goes around and makes deals all over the world. I guess there are some type of agreements with all these communist countries. Like, I want to do business with China. We are at a precipice. The left wing has lost their nuts. You know what I mean by nuts? They're losing it. And when you consider yourself a person that loves your country, respects the army, respects the law, you are considered an enemy of your own country.
Unbelievable. How could Mayor Chow think that ICE operates? I mean, seriously. I mean, even, you know, if somebody said we're gonna do a parody video for somebody's birthday or something, can you say that? I would say, if I were the mayor of Toronto, I'd say, I don't want people to see that and think I'm that stupid. But this wasn't a parody video, was it? I mean, I think she really thinks ICE can operate in Canada. She's the mayor of the largest city. She's the Mandami equivalent. Except I guess she's been in Canada from Hong Kong much longer than he's been in the U.S. from Uganda.
She's an art major. She studied art. That's it. She knows art. She knows nothing. She's as bad as Mayor Plante in Montreal that spent $4.5 billion on bike paths for a winter city.
Yeah. We feel your pain in Boston. Same thing in Boston, in Cambridge, and everywhere, in all the winter cities. Thank you. We'll stay out of Toronto. Mayor Chow. I'm Howie Carr.